Well, you all have gotten your money's worth today already, so we're glad you're here. Coach, look at this. Pastor C, come up here, please, sir. Welcome, Pastor C. Just for a show of hands, how many of you all know this man already? Look at that room. Turn around and check him out. Do that again. How many of you all know this guy? How many of you all have been with Team Jesus at least once? All right, fantastic. What do you think about that, huh?
All the glory belongs
to God. That's exactly right. So we're going to do some talking about Team Jesus. Pastor C is the head of that. But before we get to it, we're going to ask you, just tell us a little bit about how did you meet the Lord? How did you get connected with him? Would you please?
Amen. Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. We honor God for that. I'm blessed because a 26-year-old lost young man, Satan had more victory over my life than God. And one Wednesday morning, I'll never forget it, Satan told me to take my life because the end of the road, we all have those end of the road moments. And I was so depressed, I was so broken, I was so scared, I was so vulnerable, there was no hope. And I wasn't a believer. I understood religion, but I didn't understand a relationship. So before the Lord allowed Satan to take my life, I walked over to the church. I was a local musician. And I was a person, I would lie to God, I would make these vows, and I would say, God, you do this, I'm going to do that. And I was a negotiator with God. But I realized it was all a lie because I always ended back at the end of that rope. So this particular Wednesday, I'll never forget it, 26 years old, I go into the house of God. I say, God, I am a liar. And what I'm about to tell you, I'm looking for temporary relief. I didn't have no intentions of making a deal with God. I was like, I just need a little help. And the Lord believed my honesty. That's why I love this church. Thank God for downstairs being transparency. And I felt God. I said, I know God is real. I wasn't a believer. I wasn't a strong person that pray. I wasn't deep into the word. I would zone out when I go to church. So I had a straight religion relationship with God. But as God is my witness, oppression left, suicide left. My mind came back clear. I know how powerful God is. Without a doubt, he's God.
Amen. Amen. There's a longer story, and one of the greatest things about Pastor C is he can see the clock. God bless you, my friend. All righty. So I just want to say a thought or two about what he said, because you need to hear this. He said he knew he was going to lie to God. I've never heard anybody say that, much less a very successful preacher say that. But that is so true. How many times do we know we're just trying to get out of trouble? Yes, and we want something fixed, and we make a deal with God. I love how you said it, and God surprised you because you told him the truth.
Yes, sir.
And so, hallelujah. So some of us need to stop right here at this point, and you don't need to hear anything else we're going to say, and you need to make a decision today. You're going to be honest with God. You're going to lay before him your stuff, and you're going to ask Jesus Christ to fix you, all right, and to save you. All right, do you want to add any more to that?
Yes, sir. I'll tell you what the greatest experience. I know people had I had an encounter with God that changed my life forever. I laid before my knees in prayer, and I went into a deep trance, and instantly my spirit man left my body, and the Lord allowed me to see my spirit man floating inside our sanctuary, and it was the most amazing thing. And all of a sudden, the spirit man got back into me. I lifted up. I said, I know you're real. And from 26 years old, I'm 53 now, the fire has never went out. Because Amen. I had an encounter.
That's right. And my experience happened a little bit before yours, because I'm a lot older than you. And I didn't have any of the great things. But I came to church one night, and I said, God, you can have my life. I'd never gone to church. And I came, God, you can have my life. And it was showtime after that. I mean, a year from then, I was pastoring a church. And life was never the same. So when you get honest with God and you open your life up to him, he will change you if you're not playing with him. Amen?
Yes, sir, Pastor. All right. Yes, sir.
All right. So you are now, and you got your whole crowd here. All of you folks with the Team Jesus crowd that come with Pastor C, would you just stand up really quick? Because we want to bless you. We're thrilled you're here. Thank you. So we're going to hear about Team Jesus, but I want to hear, how in the world did you ever get started doing this stuff?
It was amazing because religion and relationship is two different things. So I got to that place and say, God, we are failing you. So we went in prayer for 3 years, Pastor. And I said, Lord, it's got to be more than preaching on Sunday, doing Bible study. It's got to be more. And he led us to Matthew. I was hungry. Did you feed me? I was naked. Did you clothe me? While I was in prison, did you visit me? When I was sick, did you come pray for me? When I was a stranger, I say, I repent, I repent, I repent. And the whole church went into repentance. And instantly, God gave us birth to Team Jesus. I said, why Team Jesus? Because I don't want nobody to steal my glory. It's got to be about him and him only.
Amen. So let me put a little stuff up here on the, turn it on first. There you go. So this is the end of the passage he read in Matthew 25.
Yes, sir.
And it says, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. That's
yes,
right
sir.
Out of the mouth of Jesus. And you all heard that and actually believe that was true.
Yes, sir.
It just wasn't a nice thing to preach on a Sunday morning.
No, sir.
Just checking. All right.
Yes, sir.
And so here are some pictures. Team Jesus, tell us about how you got started with all this.
Well, praise God. Like you said, we was obedient to the Spirit of God, and the whole church went into repentance, and we recognized we had failed God. So we partnered with a ministry called Tom Mission. It was a great experience. We went there to serve. Next thing you know, because of obedience, God began to expand our territory. So you start blessing us with these amazing trailers. So that's Team Jesus 1 right there, and it carries all type of supply for our beloved. And we don't call them homeless or sell. We call them beloved.
Hear that. I underscore that. All right. So the people that you see holding the sign and the people that are living under the bridges are not homeless or bums or anything else we might call them. They are God's beloved.
Preach it.
All right. Just check it.
Yes, sir.
All right. And so you have trailer number one.
Yes, sir. Then we got Team Jesus 2, which is called a Jesus Cafeteria. We want to give them quality food. I've seen this before, and it convicted me. I said, Lord, we don't want to treat them like animals. These are your beloved. So we wanted nice foods with tables and chairs, and we like to build that relationship. Then the new trailer God gave us is called Operation Shower Blessing. Praise God. We all give right. them showers, haircuts. They come out like, and it's a miracle shower from
Amen.
God.
I have a picture of Don Stoner taking some ladies to get their nails done. That's the real thing. All right. So
yes,
here we go.
Sir.
Let's go. If you want to stop me, I'm going to zip through these. You want to stop
yes,
me, just tell me. All right.
Yes, sir. So right here, without prayer, our beloveds won't have hope. So we're not just giving them a handout and say, here's a Band-Aid, fix the problem. Only God has the power to transform them. Because I experienced the transformation God can do with our beloved. Amen.
There you go. All right. So that's sweet, isn't it, huh? That's some of the...
Now, I want to stop here.
Yeah.
Because it's in our tendency to complain and murmur. When you don't have no electricity, no running water, no central heating area, you will stop complaining. And the first time we went out, I repented for every time I murmured and complained. It should have been in the place of, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, right. I like the prayer circles. You do a lot of praying with people.
Well, and it's like this. Jesus tells us this. See, these kind can only come out through fasting and prayer. And
right.
I think I shared this with you.
Yeah.
We pray more than we do anything else.
Yeah.
Because without the power of prayer, there is no power.
Right.
Satan will bow down to the word of God and to the power of God and to the presence of God.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Y'all see tables and chairs?
Yes, sir.
I like that.
Now, we've learned this on our beloveds. Building relationships with our beloveds is important to us because they belong to God.
Yeah.
We want to know that we're there. So we ask God to bless us to be committed. And I thank God for Scott and Don and all the beloveds here that comes out with us. To let them see we love them week after week after week begins to build a God relationship.
There
Not a man
go.
Relationship, but a God relationship.
There you go. There you go. One of the things Pastor C said to me about Don and Scott, and he could talk about others too, is that they're faithful. And the way that people who are your beloveds
beloved.
And God's beloved,
yes, sir.
The way that they know you're for real is when you keep coming back. And you keep talking to them, you keep building a relationship. It's not just a one-shot deal where you go home and you feel good, but you're there every week and you're their friend.
Yes,
all right? There's Corvin right there, striped shirt. All right, and there's our verse, if I can get it to stop there. So that is Matthew 25, but you didn't stop with Matthew 25. God took you to Luke, right?
Yes,
Talk
sir.
To us about
I
that.
I fell in a place of repentance because we get complacent with God. See, I'm a junkie for God's presence. And the more we make God happy, the more he releases his presence to you. And all of a sudden, I was studying. The Lord said, you're not doing enough. And that time the Lord called me out, I don't question God. I immediately say, I repent. He led me to Luke 9, say, go from city to city, town to town, proclaiming the gospel. And one of the greatest things God did, we stepped out on faith. We didn't have a plan. We didn't have a budget. We just went because God spoke through his word. And we launched out. We did our first crusade in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We reached out to some broken pastors, say, all we want to do is come into the city and pray, do spiritual penetration. We set up a camp, which is a tabernacle, a tent, and we prayed from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. for two nights. Then we evangelized, straight missionary, and we seen God do some amazing things. Prostitutes, gangsters, gangbangers, they came and said, I just want prayer. Just filling in the submission of God.
Amen. I want to comment on that. But while I'm commenting, I'd like you to think of your very best story from Baton Rouge. All right?
Yes, sir.
So here's my comment. They didn't do it inside four nice, clean, air-conditioned walls. Okay? They penetrated a community. And they went to a tough part of Louisiana, and they said, this is the place where God has called us. We need to hear that. We can't do what we're talking about in terms of reaching a community just by preaching and singing. We have got to penetrate a community. And the other piece, do you keep hearing that theme of prayer and the word? They believe the Bible. They believe when God speaks to them, they need to obey, and they pray about it. Lots of prayer. 7 in the night to 7 in the morning. I've been up a few all-night prayer meetings. Probably need to be up a few more, and we need to have some. So that's a good word. So what's your best story out of Baton Rouge?
So, God, well, we're setting up the tent. We call it the tabernacle. And while we're setting up a group of men of God, this young lady, broken, lost, from afar, watching us assemble it. And with time we finished raising up the tabernacle tent, she came over and said, I want to be baptized. I want to give my life to Christ. And God touched the supernatural. We never preached. We never did nothing spiritual. The power of God fell up on it. I've never seen it like in my life. But somebody that knew that they needed God.
Amen. Amen. So Kmart's going out of business around America, but they have my famous blue light special. You know, when the blue light comes on, aisle 21, blue
yes,
light
sir.
Special. God has a blue light special for people who are broken, who are addicted, who are ex-offenders. He's got a blue light special out there.
Yes, sir.
The door is wide open, and he's bringing them in.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
And you get to be a part of it. We
Woo!
Get to be a part of it, right?
Yes,
Amen.
Sir. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And so, man, we could talk all day. But I'm going to ask you to do something for us. We end with a blessing.
Yes, sir.
And there's no time limit on this blessing, Pastor C.
Yes, sir.
All right? But I would like for you to pray a blessing over Maywood Baptist.
Yes, sir.
That we will do what God has called us to do in the ministry he's had. And it also, please include in that any man or woman or young person here today who for the first time needs to have what that young lady happened in Baton Rouge. And a lot of your people, your beloved, God's
yes,
beloved
sir.
Out there. Will you pray for us,
please?
Please,
God. Amen. Can we stand on our feet? Everybody give God a praise for the next movement. Amen. Bless the Lord. We can do better than that for Jesus. If you expect Jesus to move for you, move for Jesus first. Amen. Let's come in agreement, Pastor Bob. Praise God. And I'm so blessed. And I didn't want you to lay your biggest fear out there. Lay it out there. Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I come before you, Lord, lifting up our new family, God. Maywood, Father God. We thank you for both of the pastors, God. But Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you would rain down, God, a conviction, God, that will shake these four walls, God. And will send them from the north, the east, the west, the south, God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you begin to fix emotional, broken families from inside to outside. And replace it with the love of Jesus, God. Father, that you will strengthen their minds, that they have a mind like Christ to be weapons against the enemy, God. Father, I rain down grace, mercy, salvation, sustaining power in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, break every satanic stronghold, drugs, alcohol, sickness, addiction, pornography, masturbation, jealousness. We cover it with the blood of Jesus, God. Now, Father, Lord, fall down a night of prayer in this church. Father, there are 48,000 souls from the north, the east, the west, the south. Stir them up, God. Stir them up, God, and equip the saints for that assignment in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, meet every spiritual need, every financial need, every mental need for this ministry, God. Now, Lord, all my beloved brothers that are here and not on the streets, We got to be the beacon light, God. Lord, mobilize this ministry, God. Tear down those strongholds that may divide them. Bless them to be one moving machine, one cross, one resurrection, one deliverance like never before, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the health and strength of my brother right here, Pastor Bob. Thank you for him, Lord. He's a soldier for the kingdom, God. Raise up a standard for his ministry. Fresh revelation, fresh oil, fresh commitment, God. And I pray for every woman of God that's been broken mentally, physically, sexual, been raped. Bless them, strengthen them, heal them in the name of Jesus, God. Pray for every man that's assembled in here that need mental healing, God. Fix the hidden motions inside them, God. Give them freedom, God, in their hearts, in their souls, in their minds to be strong men all the days. And Lord, I pray for the elder. They're not forgotten. We thank you for every elder person that's assembled here, God. We honor you for them, God. We thank you for their life. But bless their latter days to be stronger. Now, Father, we pray for the youth ministry downstairs. Thank you for those young people, the next generation, that you raised up a Caleb and a Joshua to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, Holy Spirit, fall in this place. Begin to arrest every family, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl to be a mighty vessel for God. And we decree it, and we declare it, this church will rock this community in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
All right. Thank you, Pastor C. And God bless you all. Have a fabulous day. Amen.